This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
$1 billion in improper payments made to people, including dead people. President Trump says they are going to fix this.
When I saw the Social Security numbers, I said, wow, that's really something. So we have, let's just go above 100 years old. We have millions and millions of people over 100 years old. How many of these people got paid? Were they getting paid?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's one President Trump is asking as well. And you do have millions of people. And here's the thing about it. I found this out today, Kim St. Ange, that the allegation is not that we're the Social Security is cutting checks to those millions of people. The allegation is that other departments depend on Social Security date of death to determine whether somebody's still eligible for benefits somewhere else. So it's possible the Treasury could still be sending money to them or other departments because they don't have a date of death for all of these people in the Social Security Department. Very strange situation, mm-hmm. how our government works.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to figure it out on a daily basis will absolutely drive you crazy. There's no doubt about that. Welcome back into the show. We are keeping an eye on the roads for you. Sue Thomas will have the latest on that. Things seem to be improving. The problem is it's still in the single digits, so the roads are not completely clear just yet. All right, so we know we thought Kash Patel might be the next biggest challenge to get confirmed to President Trump's cabinet. That may not be the case. So we've got Chad Perger with us this morning up on Capitol Hill for Fox News. And Chad, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess the labor secretary position was not high on my radar all along, but this has become a bit of a controversial pick, right?
Yeah, Lori Chavez DeRemer is the former Republican congresswoman from Oregon. She served one term, and she's controversial because she has been a friend of labor in the right to organize. But frankly, you know, she was nominated by the president, and not all Republicans are going to dismiss her out of hand. You have Rand Paul, the Republican senator from Kentucky, who will likely oppose Chavez DeRemer. Mark Wayne Mullen, who's a Republican senator from Oklahoma, was on Fox Business yesterday. And he said, look, I'm not really in favor of that position. It would basically give she was in favor of something called the PRO Act when she served in the House of Representatives. In fact, there was only one of three. She was one of three Republicans in the House who voted or was in favor of that bill. It was never passed. But she was in favor of the PRO Act in the House. And he said, you know, that's not completely disqualifying to me. You know, she's the pick of the president. We'll go with it. But it would have given people, you know, organizations, workers, whatever, better opportunities to organize in 24 right-to-work states. Now, is she in trouble? We just don't know yet because this is so different than some of the other nominees. It was one thing for the Democrats to come out and say, they opposed Pete Hegseth, and you had a couple of other maybe Republican senators, you know, on the fence, or maybe, you know, RFK Jr. or something like that. This is different because you might have More than just a handful of Republican senators who oppose her, whether or not they can be persuaded to vote yes, we just don't know yet. But maybe it's Democrats who pick up the slack because they view her as a moderate. She won a swing district. The reason that she's up for labor secretary, she didn't win re-election. That was a district that was hard to hold for Republicans, and they did not hold it. So it kind of tells you a little bit about her politics, the fact that she was able to get elected in 2022. Again, this is a bit of an anomaly compared to some of the other, quote, controversial nominees that we've dealt with in the Senate.
Let's just say one of Trump's cabinet picks doesn't get through. They don't get confirmed by the Senate. What happens then? I mean, does Trump immediately try to pick somebody else and they go through that whole process again? Can that be streamlined because we're just sitting without, you know, some of these department heads, which could be a problem?
No, I mean, historically, you have to kind of go back to the, you know, ground zero again and start again. I mean, that's happened with almost every administration where they've had somebody. In fact, it was, Andy Puzder was supposed to be the labor secretary, was the first pick by President Trump during his first term, and he never even got to the floor. I remember famously the Republicans, this was President George H.W. Bush, had tapped Harriet Myers, who was the White House counsel, to sit on the Supreme Court, and was viewed as a very bad pick, and had to withdraw because they just didn't find that she had the wherewithal to even answer some of the basic questions that senators were asking in the questionnaires. President Clinton famously burned through two picks to be his attorney general very early in his term because they had problems with their nanny taxes at the time, something that might not be disqualifying today, but was disqualifying back in the early 1990s. So, yes, you have to go back to, start at the very beginning. It's a different person. You don't know what the issues might come up with that person. I mean, you had President Reagan, who had Robert Bork defeated on the Senate floor for the Supreme Court, and then the subsequent successor who he picked had smoked marijuana when he was a college professor with students, and so that was disqualifying. And then they went on to somebody else. So yeah, this does happen periodically, but you kind of got to start all over again.
Yeah, Chad Pergram with us from Fox News. Is it a surprise? I mean, maybe I bought into the hype a little bit when the president announced his cabinet picks. A bunch of them seemed questionable, and now he's gotten 17 of them through, correct?
Well, what you have seen is the fact that there's a juggernaut here. You've had Republicans come around, and I think just the fact that they saw him in office and saw, I hesitate to use the word mandate because he did not get 50% of the popular vote, but it was a large electoral college win. Republicans often use that term, but they said, look, we owe a lot of our success in winning control of the House and Senate to President Trump, and we're going to defer to him. And you always have some level of deference to presidents by members of the Senate of both parties, even some who are across the aisle in that sense. And this is where Tim Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, has said, I generally like to support the president's picks, regardless of party, because he deserves to have who he wants in his cabinet. And unless there's a glaring error from my vantage point, I mean, they're not going to vote for Cash Patel on the Democratic side of the aisle or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but they were generally, in the 17 that they've confirmed so far, 12 have gotten bipartisan support.
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable if you consider how controversial some of these nominees were and certainly the way Democrats view this president.
Yeah, it's very true. Chad Pergram joining us. Chad, on a completely unrelated subject, I just made a trip to Ohio this past weekend. I'm surrounded by Missourians here in my at my radio station. Could you help me explain to them the joy of a king-size Cassano's pizza? Because I brought one back with me because that's how much I love it and miss it.
Well, it is something that is just a culinary delight, and specifically you have to go to the one, I think, on State Route 73 just east of Trenton, right before you get to the Great Miami River. In fact, there is a woman who had worked in that particular one who had, and this is when I go home, which is where I go to get one.
Yes.
Had been worked in there for decades. In fact, she was in there when I was in high school. I mean, this is 30 some odd years. It's amazing. Anyway. The way they salt the crust, I think, you read these foodie blogs and things. I've never read a good foodie blog where somebody's really described Vic Cassano's pizza. But there is a saltiness to the crust, and a crunchiness to the crust, and then the way it just works with the cheese that they use, and then also maybe the if you get pepperoni or sausage, there's I usually get pepperoni and sausage. I'm not an onions or peppers person. And that just is something that's very special. I think it's the salt that gets me, and it's something about the cheese, or excuse me, the sauce. It's not really a marinara. It's a little, dare I say, it's saltier. You know, some marinara, if you really think about it, it's kind of sweet, actually. Right. There's a saltiness to that, too. So maybe I'm just a saltaholic. I don't know.
I wonder if I know that woman, because Lord knows I bought enough pizzas there on my way back to the campus at Miami that it's probably the same lady who was there then, too. So,
you know, maybe. And, you know, briefly, there was a Cassano's in Uptown Oxford. You know, the listeners might not know this, but both of us went to Miami University in Oxford, Ohio.
Yes.
And we weren't there quite at the same time, but there was one in Uptown. Town Oxford near the square there for a while, and I'm kind of sad they got rid of it.
I know,
but it wasn't there very long. I don't know why they couldn't make a run of that one.
It's great. Thank you for that great description of the true treat that Cassano's is.
You just solidified everything he said yesterday,
especially about that salted crust.
Now you have to go to the Central Pastry in Middletown, yes. Ohio, which is J.D. Vance's home, which is just near Trenton, and have some of their smiley face cookies. They use a buttercream icing that I've never been able to replicate anywhere. That's just, again, that's sweeter than some. It's really vanilla-y.
It's outstanding. I've been there many times. Chad, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. What a great tie-in there. I'm so glad. See, he told you exactly what I told you about that pizza. It's just outstanding. And my roommate and I used to make runs from Miami back over to Trenton, about 15 or 16 miles, just to get a pizza from the Cassano's Pizza over there. The same one he's talking about in Trenton.
Did you finish it? You bought two, right?
Oh, yeah. Finished it yesterday. Thank you. Yeah.
Happy outstanding. For you.
Yeah, I was very excited. Thank you. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Taylor Riggs, host of the Fox Business Big Money Show at the bottom of the hour. And our friend Mark Schmitz is going to join us, of course, father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz. His birthday's coming up. They've arranged a huge fundraiser connected to that every year. We're going to have all the details for you about 8:45.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Pardon me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka. Because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Happy birthday, I guess, to Smokey Robinson, right, Carl?
85.
He's 85 years old.
Still touring.
And still gave us one of the greatest sound bites of all time. Happy when Chinooka. You didn't understand what C-H-A-N Chinooka was.
Chinooka.
It's like now, Chihuahua.
Yeah, exactly.
He Les says Nessman. He knew what it meant.
He knew what Hanukkah was, but he'd never seen it spelled that way, he said.
Yeah.
So happy Chinooka. Yeah, anyway. Way to go, Smokey. Happy birthday to you. Hey, by the way, we had a great interview earlier with Bob Becker from MoDOT. He said, listen, you know, it's cold out there, and the plows are doing their best. And a lot of the pretreatment wouldn't work when it's this cold. So, but at least it's a light snow, and the plows have been able to move most of the heavier stuff off the roadways. So hopefully, despite 400 schools being closed today, you should be able to get from point A to point B if you just take it easy. You know, Carl, something caught my attention this morning that because despite all of his legal problems, I've always liked Kevin Spacey as an actor. I thought he was a great actor. I loved what he played, the president. What was that?
House of Cards.
I loved that series.
Usual Suspects.
Yeah.
American Beauty.
Great.
One best actor in a very creepy role that is allegedly close to his life.
What I didn't realize is that I didn't even know the guy's name. Guy Pearce?
Yeah. L.A. Confidential.
Guy Pearce has come out 28 years after L.A. Confidential and accused Kevin Spacey of being handsy. I had to look up Guy Pearce to even know who he was.
He's in the Oscar-nominated film that I refuse to watch, The Brutalist.
Okay. Well, I didn't know who he was, but here he is.
Tough one to talk about at the moment. Yeah. Amazing actor.
Yeah.
Incredible actor. Slightly difficult time with Kevin. Yeah.
At the time you were working with him?
Yeah. He's a handsy guy.
Oh, okay. <We'll leave.
laughs> Yeah. Thankfully, I was 29 and not 14.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yikes.
Oh, so Kevin Spacey went on social media to fire back on him. This was the one that caught my attention. I'm like, why is Kevin Spacey
trending
on social media trending right now? And this is what he had to say to Guy Pearce, which should effectively shut him up.
We worked together a long time ago. You know, if I did something then that upset you, you could have reached out to me. We could have had that conversation. But instead, you've decided to speak to the press, who are now, of course, coming after me because they would like to know what my response is to the things that you said. You really want to know what my response is? Did you also, by the way, tell the press that a year after we shot LA Confidential, you flew to Savannah, Georgia, while I was shooting Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, just to spend time with me? I mean, did you tell the press that too? Or does that not fit into the victim narrative you have going?
Oh, I don't know if Guy Pearce answers back on that one or not, but it is a little weird that all those years later, the guy would have gone out. I mean, Kevin Spacey's career is over.
He said he's bankrupt.
Oh, I'm sure he's bankrupt.
I mean, I see it both ways. I see from Kevin Spacey's perspective of really, like, you couldn't just come to me. But at the same time, there was somebody who did some weird stuff when I was in college, and I didn't go directly to him because it was uncomfortable. Years later, we tried to go after him, and of course, the university didn't do anything about it.
But did you go hang out with him a year later? Like, that's what Spacey says. Like, he's...
Yeah, I didn't do that.
He's claiming stuff now, but did you tell him about
he
that time
fine
you
with
flew
me
to
back
see
then.
Me a year later?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... I don't care about either of those two people. That caught my attention this morning for some reason in light of all this other stuff. All right, coming up, we'll get to Taylor Riggs from the Fox Business Network. See what she's got going on out there in the world of business this morning. We'll be right back.
And he said, you know, you can't really have a rocket program if you're going to dump $1 billion into the ocean every time you fly. You have to save it.
Right.
And he saved it. First time that
never
I've ever
done.
Seen that done. Now, nobody else can do it. If you look at the U.S., Russia, or China, they can't do it. And they won't be able to do it for a long time. He has the technology. So you learn. I wanted somebody really smart to work with me in terms of the country, a very important aspect. Because, I mean, he doesn't talk about it. He's actually a very good businessman.
You think? He's got like $400 billion. He's a very good businessman. That is President Trump on Hannity last night with Elon Musk. Let's get to our guest, Taylor Riggs, co-anchor of the Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network every day at noon to 1 Central Time. Taylor, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So you probably know this, and I probably know this, that Elon Musk has clearly got some business savvy going on. But
just a little.
I'm reading this headline this morning, and I think it's Barron's, that Tesla stock has slipped after he was on the Hannity show last night. What's wrong with these people?
I know. So look, I mean, there's Tesla, the car company, which... it maybe is down a little bit because there's some actual fundamental things going on. They didn't get a fully self-driving license in China that they thought they were going to be getting this quarter. That's been delayed a little bit. China might be playing tit for tat with Trump and the tariffs. But then there's also Tesla, the brand. And a lot of people, I think particularly on the left, are saying, oh, well, I sold my Tesla because, or I bought my Tesla before I knew Elon was crazy. And a lot of people are wondering if Tesla, the car company, can continue innovating if Elon Musk is, quote unquote, distracted by what he's doing in Washington. I'm with you. What are these people thinking? Elon Musk is one of the most brilliant, incredible human beings. He founded PayPal, right? He's in SpaceX. He's in XAI. He just launched Grok 3, a new chatbot that competes with OpenAI Monday night, I believe it was, or Tuesday night. It's doing great. He is always has his hands in a million things. This is never a person I would ever, ever bet against. I think shares falling is a little bit of an overreaction. But again, there's some fundamental news with the overall EV market. Yeah. Some other people are making a big deal of, well, Elon Musk is distracted. But I think it's all poo-poo. I think he's doing an incredible job.
It's a good point. Speaking of PayPal, I saw him tweet out, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. Listen, why are you so worried about me going into the Treasury or the secret, Social Security and trying to steal your information? I owned PayPal. I had all that stuff if I wanted it. Right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Yes. If he wanted your information, he would have gone into PayPal because guess what? He started that company and would have stolen it. Of course he didn't. And of course he's not doing it now. I think those are the fringe left trying to scare a lot of people.
Yes.
This is an anecdote. I had a friend's house caretaker come over and she was all freaked out. She was like, oh, I can't have Elon Musk looking at my social security number. And he was like, what are you talking about? The way that they've been able to convince normal Americans that this guy is snooping through all of our tax data. Newsflash, Edward Snowden snooped and released tax data, really important CIA information. Newsflash, Social Security IRS person leaked Donald Trump's tax returns a few years ago, and he's spending 5 years in prison for it. So this isn't a novel Elon Musk is coming in to snoop through people's returns. People have snooped through their returns with little consequences. Elon Musk is not doing that. And like you said, if he wanted to, he would have done that 20 years ago with PayPal.
Well, we know the left just does not like Elon Musk because of his affiliation with Donald Trump now. But I also wonder if people are angry, feeling like some of these seemingly teenagers who are working for Elon Musk under Doge, if they're mad that they have access too, because we don't really know who is working for Doge. Although, wasn't there some guy with some weird name?
Big Balls? Is that what you're talking
something
about?
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
I'll let you say it.
That was his social media name, I think, his nickname.
You know, my take on this is, you have business, private sector people who move at the speed of business,
yes,
interrupting old, stodgy, slow-moving Washington. Washington doesn't like that. No one wants their cheese getting moved around.
Nope.
But it's necessary. It is 1,000% necessary. And you know what? Great. You know who some of the best coders in this world are? The people who actually grew up with AI, the people who grew up coding, they might be 25. And guess what? That's going to be okay. Because I can tell you, the 70-year-old Nancy Pelosi's don't know how to code. So let's bring in the smart young people to get it done. I'm all for it. And again, my only caution is, a co-anchor of mine said this, better to take a scalpel rather than a machete, because if something does go wrong, you just don't want to give the left any reason to start blaming Elon Musk. So I don't want even like an accident to go wrong.
Yeah.
But again, you have to move at the speed of the private sector.
It's a great point. What are you guys working on for the Big Money Show today?
Doge. I mean, we are all over this stuff. And I think, again, as I've told you guys, this is what Americans are most excited for. I do not want to be on the wrong side of history where I said that I was against cutting out fraud, waste, and abuse. I want to be on the right side of history where I said, yeah, we looked at Social Security saying that they're maybe still paying out payments to 20 million dead people.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. I want to again, sort of be digging into this. And again, if we cut that spending, that helps inflation, it helps business owners. And of course, we do need to focus on the tax bill, something else that we're going to be talking about. And the House is, you know, moving at different speeds than the Senate, which is moving at different speeds than the president. So we need a tax bill, and we need that to happen sooner rather than later.
Taylor will be watching noon to one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. Love getting Taylor on here. Just a breath of fresh air up there at network level for sure. All right, coming up, I mentioned this earlier. You know, we covered Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz when he lost his life in that botched withdrawal from Afghanistan under the Biden administration. His dad, Mark Schmitz, has been really working overtime to raise money in his memory and spend it on veterans. And he's got a fundraiser coming up that marks the birthday of his son, and we're going to talk to him about that when we come back. So apparently the TV newscasters did a good job, because my daughter's driving in right now on Highway 40 at Clarkson coming east, and she takes a picture out of the front of her car, and there's nobody in front of her. Three mostly clean, empty lanes as far as the eye can see. People are avoiding driving, but actually she was a little surprised that there wasn't more traffic on the road. And 400 schools called off today. Now, I know there's more snow in some places than others, but maybe a little overreaction this morning. That's all I'm saying. Hey, want to welcome Mark Schmitz back to the show. Of course, father of Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, and they've got a big event coming up this Friday, or this Saturday, I should say, for the Freedom 13. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, my friend. So, once again, this thing seems to grow every year, and I think it's fantastic. Tell us about the pub crawl.
So we're doing things a little bit different this year, this being the fourth annual pub crawl for Jared's birthday. It is Saturday, February 22nd, this coming Saturday. By popular demand, we've been asked to have transportation provided as an option to get from one bar to another. And so we've actually brought on five different buses, two of which will be up north, and one in St. Charles County, one leaving, that's leaving from Mascots, and then one leaving from Florissant, VFW 4105, and that'll be traveling down to the St. Charles County area. And then we have three more down south, one leaving the Hideout in High Ridge, one leaving the DeSoto VFW, and one leaving from Perryville VFW. And each one will hit five, six different locations, spend roughly an hour at each place, and safely transport people from one location to another. But as always, people can just attend, go to any bar they want to by their own vehicle. Obviously, we want them to be safe and drive responsibly, but it's obviously just to raise money for our organization, and most importantly, to honor Jared and his fourth heavenly birthday.
Yeah, well, I think it's fantastic, and I'll just mention to people that obviously the money's going to go to a great cause. If it's something you can't attend for some reason, though, people can still make donations, and they can. I know you've got some gear on there, some T-shirts. There's a gun raffle going on. Tell them how they can do that.
So all this is accessible by our website, thefreedom13.org. We've got a $13 a month donation campaign set up. We need about 3,000 people involved in that for each camp to basically just keep all the operational expenses paid. Makes it affordable for anybody to be a part of something bigger without breaking the bank. If you're a big company, corporate philanthropy type, we definitely are looking for sponsorships for finishing the construction on the property, which some of your listeners probably already know, but we purchased 171 acres down in Bourbon, Missouri. We've got two houses already on that property with 11 more to build.
Well, I mean, I think it's fantastic. I've seen some pictures from the property. I mean, things are moving along down there. You know, again, all of this in memory of your son and the others who lost their lives in Afghanistan. Mark, I just think it's great what you're doing.
Well, I'm very hopeful with some recent news that has come out that Pete Hegseth has now promised to investigate this further. And with the right administration in place, I think the secrets will start to be uncovered. So we're very, very optimistic that the truth is finally going to come out. Not only are the families need that information, but so many of the veterans that served in that 20-year war deserve the truth as well.
Well, I mean, it's insulting the way the family members were treated, in my opinion, by the Biden administration. So maybe Hegseth can scare up the truth now that you've got somebody in charge with a little bit of common sense.
We definitely have the right people in office to do that. So we'll see what happens, but. Yeah, well, we're gonna rock out this pub crawl this weekend and sing Happy Birthday to Jared and raise a lot of funds, hopefully, and continue trucking along.
Well, best of luck with it. TheFreedom13.org is the website, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
TheFreedom13.org. You can also find them on Facebook if you want to go on there as well. And again, that's coming up this Saturday, February 22nd. You can find out which bars and establishments are taking part and where you can catch that party bus as well. Mark Schmitz, thank you, my friend. Thank you for giving us some time.
Yeah, thank you again.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Good to get him on here. And again, the bars are too numerous to mention here that are taking place, but all of those are listed at thefreedom13.org. And you can always go buy a T-shirt, a long sleeve, short sleeve to support the effort as well, or just make donations. They've also got a gun raffle going on there on the website. Carl Middleman, I hate to warn my friend Bo Matthews about that because he tends to win every raffle he gets in. You know what I'm saying?
I do know this.
He's probably not in the thought tub this morning. It's too cold.
No, he will get in on something like this because he loves that plunge stuff.
It's true. It's very true.
What is it like to win stuff like that? Because I'm always the person who enters and never wins.
Me neither. I never win any of that stuff, and Bo's just a lucky guy. I don't know, but of course you can listen to me and Bo on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors every weekend.
This week we're going to be talking about the St. Charles Boat
Festival. The boat show. All right, that's nice. That's always fun.
That's next weekend.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it this weekend.
Yes, we will. All right, listen, be safe out there. I think you're going to be all right today. Most of the roads are okay, unless you're pretty far south. You got you covered. Brian Kilmeade's up next. By the way, I'll be attending the Brian Kilmeade event as well when he's in town here on the 22nd. I'll be there, Carl.
Nice.
I will be there.
I hadn't heard that.
I'm the surprise he's talking about in the promo. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.